This is a message to senior devotees. I myself, within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, am considered a senior devotee, although there are many who are more senior than myself. So if you are a senior devotee and you consider it presumptuous that I should address you, Hare Krishna, my obeisances to you, you don't have to listen. And why should anyone else listen if you're not senior? Well, there's beneficial content for all. What can be said to senior devotees? They've heard it all, seen it all, done it all. They've been through everything. They know everything. Well, there is something important to say. And again, if you don't like it, well, take it or leave it. Up to you. But really, it is something that we should all, in our twilight years, or as Srila Prabhupada put it, the fag end of life, consider very seriously. If you are a senior devotee and you are practicing Krishna consciousness fully absorbed 24 hours a day in serving Krishna, Srila Prabhupada's mission, I have nothing to say to you except Vancha Kalpatarubhyas Chakripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. And I say that to all the devotees, whatever level they may be practicing at. And if you are practicing fully, please give me your mercy. Unfortunately, many senior devotees are not practicing very seriously. Let's just think a minute. What do we mean by a senior devotee? Obviously, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are still present with us, seems almost every day or at least every week we hear of another passing away. And it's unlikely that after 10 years, there'll be many less. After 20 years, still many less. After 30 years, it'll be hard to find any disciple of Srila Prabhupada in this world. There may be a few. So it's a vanishing species, although we're all disciples of Srila Prabhupada in disciplic succession, but what we can call directly initiated disciples of Srila Prabhupada are less and less. Now, apart from disciples of Srila Prabhupada, there are many who have been practicing for many years. There were quite a few devotees who joined when Srila Prabhupada was present, just toward the end of his manifest presence in this world, but who did not get initiated by him. I can think of two, both of whom, who were initiated eventually by Satsarup Das Goswami. One is Samba Prabhu in Mayapur, and another is Damodar Prabhu in Boston. So those who've been practicing for a long time, they may be considered senior by years, senior by position in the movement. Although usually those who are senior by position, they're not youngsters. But senior often means old, and that is a particular focus of this talk. We're getting old. What are we going to do? It used to be many, many years ago. I remember when I was young, people used to say, when we were young, where are all the old people anymore? It's only young people. In fact, there are some newspaper interviewers who asked Srila Prabhupada about this. You can find that in the Science of Self-Realization, Srila Prabhupada addresses that question. Where are the young people? And not so many in our temples. Obviously, we're going to die soon. That's true of a young baby also. Young baby. Are there any old babies? Yeah, plenty, plenty, plenty. Anyway, we're all going to die soon, so we should get serious, very serious. Makes sense, doesn't it? Unfortunately, some senior devotees do really stupid things. I heard of one who had a Netflix account, who they every day they watch a different movie. It's just ridiculous for someone who has got knowledge of the goal of life and how to get out of the cycle of birth and death, and they're just wasting their time, and they don't have much time. What are you doing? Yang yang vapi smaram bhavam tyajyante kalevaram tam tame vaite kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. You get a body according to what we're thinking of. What if you're in the middle of a movie and getting a heart attack and dying? Even if you're not in the middle of a movie, that impression is going in. Hari hari bifale janama govainu manusha janama paya radha krishna nabhojiya janiya shunya bishakainu Narottam Thakur, who certainly was in the very, very highest level of pure devotee, he calls out to Lord Hari, how I have wasted my very rare human form of life uselessly by not worshipping Radha and Krishna knowingly. It's like drinking poison. So, if any among us, and there are, unfortunately, those who are not strictly following the four regulated principles, it's time to clean up, get our act together, attachment to, so many attachments, attachment to having long hair, which Srila Prabhupada didn't like, and having long hair, beards, and all this kind of thing, attachment to calming music. It's now or never. How many times we got born and we took to Krishna consciousness, but we didn't take it seriously. And then you get born again, and then you take it seriously, and you don't take it seriously, and then you get born again. Now is the chance to get out of the cycle of birth and death and go to Krishna and please Srila Prabhupada by fulfilling his mission of delivering people back to Godhead. But we have to do our part also. It's all very well to praise Srila Prabhupada on his Vyasa Puja day for having delivered us, but we have to do our part also. We have to remember why we came to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is real. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita are real. It's not that Krishna and Arjuna, we got time to fill in before the battle starts and we don't have Netflix, so let's just have a little talk. It's very, very serious. Rebirth. Forgetting Krishna. So all things that are going to hold us back, stop eating nonsense, food, any kind of sense gratification. We're supposed to have practiced throughout life, but there may not be much time now. There isn't much time. So at least now, get it. Leave those things behind. The time for that, if there was never a time for that, having come to Srila Prabhupada's shelter, we should have immediately given up all things which are going to impede our progress in Krishna consciousness. But if we haven't, well, the time for that is over. It's time to work on our Shravan Kirtan and work on our Japa. We may soon not be able to chant. We may be incapacitated. We may not be able to do various services. We may be incapacitated. We're going to be dead. And you hear and chant. You say, oh, I'll do it in next life. Well, that's not what Prabhupada came to give us. That I've come to you. You come millions of lifetimes. No, and then what's the point of him coming? He wanted us to go back to Godhead now. What else? Don't be overly concerned with world events or even with ISKCON controversies. That's coming from me. Well, I keep abreast of world events because I'm a preacher. I don't get deeply into all the issues. Intra-ISKCON controversies, yeah, I do get involved in some of them, but not to the extent that my consciousness is totally overwhelmed by them, or I don't go to kirtan and I don't chant my, even when I'm chanting my japa, I'm thinking about controversies. We have to cultivate thinking about Krishna. Our main meditation has to be Krishna. Controversies will come and go, but our relationship with Krishna is reality. Keep that in mind. Now is the opportunity to go back to Godhead. We have to, we're disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he's kindly accepted us in his shelter. We're going to go and meet him, and then what are we going to say? Hari Bol. I have to go back again because I didn't cultivate pure love of Krishna. That we're in the material world and we are cultivating Krishna consciousness suggests that we were devotees in our last life, but we blew it. We didn't take it seriously enough to go back to Godhead. How many times are we going to do this? And just come back again. Mrityu saṃsāra vartmani. Aśadadhāna purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamāṁ nivartante mrityu saṃsāra vartmani. Those who do not have full faith in Krishna, who do not have full faith in this process and therefore do not fully apply themselves, they do not attain me, Krishna says, but they come back to this world of birth and death. So at least we should work on saving ourselves. Another approach, more glorious, and this is more guaranteed for success, is to do what Srila Prabhupada did toward the end of his sojourn in this world. He was always Krishna conscious throughout his whole life, but he took up the preaching mission very strongly, and he said, I want to be like Arjuna, I want to die on the battlefield. Now, if we have anything that we really wanted to do for Srila Prabhupada and we didn't do it, well, let's get to work on it now. Now's the time. There isn't any more time. Now or never. We may say, well, the circumstances aren't right, but they weren't right for Srila Prabhupada when he came to America. We say, well, there was the hippie movement. Yeah, there were various advantages, but still he had heart attacks. His health was not good. He had no friends. He had no money. People, he spoke English, but it was a style of English and an accent that was very difficult for people in America to follow and understand. And his message was, frankly, for most people, even today in the West, it was weird. The circumstances, they were favorable in some ways for Srila Prabhupada, but not in other ways. And the circumstances in the material world will never be ideal for spreading Krishna consciousness, because the material energy is an energy of Krishna, which is meant for covering Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada, he tried with full sincerity, and Krishna helped him, and he showed that nothing is impossible if we really want to do something for Krishna. Now, it's not that everyone's going to become a great world-saving acharya, but at least we can serve the mission of the world-saving acharya. At least we can put out a book table once a week for a few hours a week, if our health permits. Join some local Harinam Sankirtan, or if there's none going on, we could organize it, or at least in someone's apartment. Preach on the internet. That's especially needed in languages where there's not much of that going on. There's a lot of Krishna conscious preaching going on in English and maybe some other languages also. Definitely, I know it's going on in Hindi regularly, in Bengali regularly. I don't know how much is going on. There is something going on in Gujarati. There are so many languages. What about Slovakian, Czech, Slovakian, Swedish? Well, the Swedes, they all know English, don't they? Yeah, but still, you could preach in Swedish, Icelandic. There's Swahili. There are so many languages, if you happen to know a language. Even major languages of the world, I don't know how much preaching of Krishna consciousness is going on the internet in French, German, There's a lot of work to do. And even if others are doing it, you can do it also. Just like there are so many preaching Krishna consciousness in English, but I'm also doing it. And if the more the transmission of the parampara message, the better. We should die for Krishna. If we die in the battlefield, it's glorious. But clinging to life is not going to help us come closer to Krishna. And especially for senior, well, clinging to life, it sets a bad example if we really, really, really try to stay alive when the body is not cooperating. However big we are, we have to go at some point in time, so just let go at some point. The world will go on without us. There's no need to cling to a position thinking that, well, I have to be around, otherwise what will others do? The world, Charles de Gaulle in his twilight years, the iconic leader of the French people in the 20th century, when the point was put to him, what will we do without you? He said, the graveyards are full of indispensable men. It's a valid saying. There's no use to cling, no point to cling to position. So now, I spoke about senior devotees as Prabhupada disciples, as elderly people, elderly devotees. Now I'm going to talk about leaders. Now, leaders are also seniors. It's a subset of the category of senior devotees. I'm going to read a statement, a sentence, just one sentence from a Back to Godhead magazine of 1992, that's almost 30 years ago, written by Ravindra Swarup Das Adhikari, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, talking about what he had come to the Krishna consciousness movement for and what he perceived he had become. He wrote, I had enlisted in the Hare Krishna movement to become a mystic, a visionary, a saint. Now, two decades later, I found myself a religious functionary, an ecclesiastical bureaucrat engaged chiefly in what Max Weber, the renowned German sociologist of religion, had called the routinization of charisma. In short, what Weber's talking about, the routinization of charisma, Weber, he analyzed that religions and other movements, also maybe a political movement, a social movement, they often begin with a charismatic figure. That means someone who by their personality, they appeal, maybe the personality, the message, the way they deliver the message, it clicks. What they have to say, it clicks. People gather around them. Sometimes we think of a charismatic leader as a Jim Jones type, some kind of ambitious charlatan. But Krishna was charismatic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a charismatic leader. From the sociological point of view, we can say, if we want to analyze through this lens, Buddha was a charismatic leader, Jesus was a charismatic leader, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was a charismatic leader, in the sense that they attracted people around them. Our own Srila Prabhupada was a charismatic leader. They attracted people to follow their message. They not just attracted people around them, that could be said of movie stars also, but they had a specific message and a specific mission, and they shaped people's lives dramatically. Then Weber analyzed that what happens when the charismatic leader passes away. Then there becomes what Weber refers to as the routinization of charisma. Now, many charismatic leaders, they train their disciples to continue what they, the charismatic leader, had begun, and they put systems in place so that it can continue. That was certainly true of Buddhadev, that was certainly true of Srila Prabhupada, it may be less so in the case of others. But what happens is the authority that the one leader had and the unity that came from that within his followers, general unity, although there may be disagreements among themselves on various issues, but they all agree to follow, they're all united under him. But then what happens is, after he passes away, the unity is lost. Even though someone may be appointed as the next leader, they don't have the same appeal and authority as the previous one had, or as the original one had. And even if they do have a lot of personal charisma among their peers, they're going to be those who wish they could be in the position, or there'll be those who disagree with them. And systems in place means what people did spontaneously, enthusiastically, with dynamism. Of course, these are all major generalizations, but there is a pattern there which is accepted by sociologists up to the present day, and we can see it's Weber had given by Krishna some insight into these things, although of course not, as is the world of academia, and people will challenge his theory and this and that, but it's widely accepted anyway. In the beginning there's a lot of dynamism, but later on, when that initial flush of enthusiasm dies down, especially the charismatic leader, he keeps the followers charged up, but it's hard to do that a generation or even decade after decade, what to speak of generation after generation. So there are systems to keep the flow of what the charismatic leader introduced, keep it flowing, even if it's not flowing as a torrent, it continues. And therefore we have, first of all, Srila Prabhupada set up the institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He made a leadership structure. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was talking about that. He was a member of that, the leadership structure. There are rules and regulations. You have to rise early. You have to chant 16 rounds. The real thing is to always think of Krishna and never forget him. But we don't do that, so therefore the sadhana is required. And if you want to live in a temple, you have to follow all these different rules. If you want to be a member of ISKCON, you have to follow all these rules. You'll know up to the present day, it's still quite amorphous in many ways, what it means to be a member of ISKCON, but in general, the routinization of charisma has gone on, and we can see all the same things happening as Weber analyzed, and it's predictable that the enthusiasm may go down, the followers who become the leaders in the next generation, they're not able to generate that same amount of appeal. There are disagreements over what it means to follow the original leader. There are schisms, there are arguments. It's not unique to ISKCON. Now, this talk is not about specifically about the routinization of charisma, but I'm just bringing that in, quoting Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, to say that it is possible, and this is coming from one of the leaders himself, and this was 30 years ago, and the process may have gone on more in the meantime, that leader, we expect to be leader, dynamic, lead from the front, but it's quite possible to become more like a bureaucrat, a functionary. One is in the office, and as is necessary for the perpetuation of the institution, the office bearers are seniors who have to be respected by others, even though the senior themselves might not really be a spiritual leader in the sense that they are dynamically leading the movement forward or setting a good example in following the basics of Krishna consciousness. It seems almost inevitable that in due course of time, the followers of a charismatic leader will lose the essence, and then another charismatic leader has to come up. But those who are involved in the routinization of charisma, those who are the office bearers, those who are more bureaucratic, say, hey, you can't do that. You're not allowed to be dynamic. You have to be ordinary. There's a set of rules. You have to follow all the rules. Srila Prabhupada himself faced this. He didn't want to preach independently of his godbrothers, the Gauriya Math, but they wanted him to come under their rules and constrict him in this way. But what he needed to do, he had to do the needful, as he said. This routinization of charisma tends not only to dampen the spirit and the essence, but even if someone really wants to bring that up dynamically, the tendency is for those who are in a position to want to get on top of that and quell it because they feel, well, I don't know, it's a threat to the position or whatever. And then the position is equated with spiritual advancement. And if one is a temple president or a guru or a GBC or a sannyasi, it's presumed they are spiritually advanced, even though it's hoped that they are, but they may not be. And going through the motions is substituted for actual spirituality. And it also may be that those who are in a position, because to do your job, to do your service as a town president or a sannyasi or whatever, certain amount of respect has to be given to you and certain facilities are required. But it may be that one becomes attached to the facilities and the position and forget the essence. So this topic could be elaborated on much, much more, but I'm not going to do so so much at this point. But this much I will say, that institutional postholders are often called leaders whether or not they actually lead spiritually in the true sense of the term. Without a very strong spiritual motive and a very strong desire to help others advance in Krishna consciousness, and without a very strong desire to help others become Krishna consciousness, a post becomes an upadhi, a designation. We all know very well, sarva upadhi vinir muktam tatparat vena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. Bhakti, devotional service, is defined as service with transcendental service senses to the master of the senses, becoming completely purified in heart and completely free from all mundane designations. Now, the designation of a postholder in ISKCON is not mundane because ISKCON is meant for the spiritual, but we may take it as that. We may identify with our post and our position and think we're very important and can subscribe ourselves to the fallacy which we want others to believe, that we must be advanced because we're in a post. But being in a position is not synonymous with spiritual advancement. I'm a big shot, and everyone says they treat me as if I'm advanced, so I must be. Anyway, and there's a message to senior devotees, and it's not bashing or saying that everyone in a leadership position is like that, but there may be, to a greater or lesser extent, that mentality. So it's a message that if you introspect, and you find yourself in a rut, that you're not really making kind of spiritual advancement that you came to this movement for, and if you're you identify yourself more as a post holder than as the Gopi Bhartur Das, Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamale or Dasu, Das Anu Das Anu Dasa, as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the lover of the gopis. So if we see that, we need to make a change. Not hang on up to the point of death to a post which in the spiritual world, when we go there, they say, I was town president. Oh, okay, open the doors. And it doesn't work like that. Are we free from material desires? Are we absorbed in love of Krishna? Have we really given everything to love Krishna? Otherwise, if we remain... Of course, Srila Prabhupada said that GBC should be for life, but then life means you should have some life. If you're not able, due to physical problems or whatever, one is not able to rise early in the morning, go to Mangal Arati. If you can't even do your sadhana properly, how can you possibly execute your function as a GBC? Life will go on without us. Definitely it's going to go on. So it might appear that we're attached to a post, and then it might invite comments, just like Srila Prabhupada talks about politicians. They cling to their post, being attached to their post up to the point of death. Remember, senior devotees, they also have to set an example to others how to prepare themselves, how to leave this world. This body is getting older, and as it gets older, it seems to be, with age, there's an increase in how much you have to spend looking after your body, how much time and energy you have to put, because it just doesn't work as well as it used to do. And we might think, well, that's all due to modern living, but it's not due to modern living only, because you see in the villages also. There was a young woman walking with an old woman who was a grandmother or great-grandmother, and the young, actually she was just like a girl, not really a woman, but she had, obviously she could go much faster, but her grandmother could only go very, very slowly. This is in a village far from any city, so it catches up with us. So why should we go through so much bodily maintenance? If we have things to do, to do in Krishna's service, then we should do it. And personally, we should do it means we have to look after the body so we can do it also. Personally, I have things to do which it seems others can't do. There are certain books I have to write, particularly, which others, I don't know. If Krishna may inspire them, but Krishna's inspiring me in that way. And if Krishna wants to take me away, of course, how can we resist? Rakhe Krishna Marekhe. Mare Krishna Rakhe. If Krishna wants to protect us, who can kill us? Krishna wants to kill us, who can protect us? So don't cling to life. Prabhupada, he retired to Vrindavan, but when he went there, he got to work. He didn't just retire. But he, as was typical of people of his generation, he took various precautions, but he didn't go through so many different kinds of treatments. He made adjustments in his diet. When a doctor in America told him he should go for a walk every day, he started taking a morning walk every day. So there are things we can do, healthy habits, to help prolong the life, but there comes a time when we have to let go. Take me, Krishna. I'm talking about seniors, but those who are now juniors, they're also going to become seniors. And there are those who are neither juniors nor seniors. We could say those who are in their 40s. They're not young. They're not old. You can also start to think, everyone should start to think about it. Thinking about retirement. Retirement doesn't have to mean living, making plans to live very comfortably, but thinking of moving toward renunciation. Pancha saurvang vanang rajit. Srila Prabhupada said, often quoted this, that once one gets past the age of 50, one should go to the forest. Banangato yadharim ashrayeta. One should go to the forest and take shelter of Krishna. Another kind of senior is senior by age, but not necessarily by Krishna consciousness, because there are latecomers. People come to Krishna consciousness when they're over 60 years old, and that seems to be somewhat of a phenomenon in the Western world. I guess people were raised in the hippie culture where they had some kind of interest in quasi-spiritual life, and that's becoming revived again now. So they're latecomers, but they're newcomers. And they're old. And they may say, oh, I came too late. Well, we all came too late. I joined at the age 18, and they think, oh, that's very young, but how many lives did I waste prior to that? At least 18 years wasted. So you can make up for lost time. For you especially, take very, 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 very serious. Go for it. You can go back to Godhead. Why not? Khatvanga Maharaj, in one moment, in one muhurta, he became Krishna conscious. This is described in the second canto of Bhagavatam. He only had a muhurta to remain alive. Srila Prabhupada translates this as a moment. So he took the opportunity to become fully Krishna conscious and went back to Krishna. So that's the message. Let's all be Krishna conscious and go back to Godhead and please Srila Prabhupada and not waste any more time. We don't have time. Tick, tick. Time is tick-tocking out. So let us chant Hare Krishna, chant more rounds, read seriously, become fully absorbed. Now is the time. Please excuse me if I touched any raw nerves. Actually, I was trying to touch some raw nerves. Sometimes need to do a little poking, and I hope my kind God brothers and God sisters will give me appropriate pokes to help me also along the way as we all go on the path back to Godhead, back to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha Kripa sindhubhyo vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakam padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatametadaham bravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Gauranga chandra charane kurutanuragaha.